Talk.
A couple of weeks ago, we brought you the story of Jeffrey Donson, the mayor of the Cunnilunt municipality. He's the leader of the ICOSA party. He's a convicted rapist. He was convicted of statutory rape several years ago. He got into power, winning, I think, about 45% of the vote in Cunnilunt district, but also becoming mayor through the help of the ANC in coalition. Since then, just last week, the ANC has decided to withdraw its coalition agreement with ICOSA. Where does that leave the Cunnilunt municipality? Sifiso Mtweni is with the ANC here in the Western Cape. Sifiso, thanks so much for joining us. Is it merely because of the media as well as activist response to a man like Jeffrey Donson, convicted of rape, becoming mayor again of Cunnilunt, that the ANC has now decided to withdraw its support?
Good morning, Lester, and your listeners. Look, just a quick context. You'd remember that post the elections, November 1 elections, what had happened in the Western Cape in particular is that there was 15 hung municipalities. So the DA lost the control of 15 municipalities, more than what they had. Now, this presented us with an opportunity to initiate discussions with other parties in the province so as to find a way to see if we can form coalition governments in those areas. Now, what the ANC has done at the national level is that it has put together a negotiation team, which is led by the Deputy Secretary General as well as the Treasurer General and members of the NEC, which led discussions across the country. In the province, of course, with some representation of the provincial leadership, they then met with leadership of these parties at the national level, whether it's Patriotic Alliance, whether it's the Good Party, whether it's the IFP, whether it's the EFF. The DA had made it quite clear that it doesn't want to work with the ANC, and that includes ICOSA. Now, in those negotiations, what doesn't happen is that each party does not bring a list of their candidates. What they simply do is to say, in this municipality, we've got so much. Like in the case of Cunnilunt, Oltoron and other areas, ICOSA would have said, look, this is the amount of votes that we had. And the principle that we had as ANC is that where a particular party has majority in terms of the votes, would then support that particular party, and where we have majority, those parties sort of support us. So, in fact, those negotiations at the time did not have those type of lists. So it was only after when the negotiation team came back to us to report that indeed this is the areas that we've been able to strike coalitions. And of course, when we realized that in Cunnilunt, Mayor Donson as well as his deputy were mired in all sorts of problems, we then said that the negotiation team must review that particular coalition.
But councillors, ANC councillors in that municipality still voted for him, knowing his history in that first council meeting.
No. What I'm saying, Lisa, is that once you reach a coalition agreement at the national level, you then issue an instruction to all your councillors in the province that we've now reached an agreement with the ICOSA, we've now reached an agreement with the Good Party, we've now reached agreement with the Patriotic Alliance. When councils are being set up in areas where ICOSA is majority, vote for them. In areas where ANC is majority, don't vote for them. Like what they've done in Oltoron. In Oltoron, for instance, we've got the youngest mayor in the country. We were voted by all other coalition
You're
partners.
You're also a ICOSA partner in Oltoron as well.
Yes, that's correct. Even in Wittenberg and everywhere else. Now, what then happened, and by the way, there's another point, you know, somehow, Donson has sort of became an ANC problem. And the people who have actually parroted this matter is the DA. But funny enough, it is the DA that has made Jeffrey Donson a mayor in the last term. It was the DA that made Jeffrey Donson's term after the conviction. Whereas when the conviction actually happened, Donson was actually expelled from the ANC. Mm-hmm. So all these issues is just that when the report then came back, municipalities had already been set up, and we immediately took a decision to say, in Cunnilunt in particular, Let's engage ICASA with a view to say, would they be able to withdraw Dolphin and his
So let me ask you that question directly. Would you agree to go back into coalition with ICASA in Canaland if Geoffrey Donson resigns as mayor and is not put forward as a candidate for a re-election of a mayor?
Well, we don't have a problem with ICASA as an organization. The mayor and the deputy mayor, I mean, you'd know in our own organization, we've got a step-aside rule where people who are just accused of certain things, we've removed all of them from the list. So the reputational damage that the ANC suffers in relation to Mr. Donson and his deputy carries a huge cost. So we've actually gone back to Canaland and said, would you be able to withdraw Mr. Donson? Would you be able to withdraw the deputy mayor? And when the response was that we would not be able to do so, we then took a decision to say, no, let's pull out of that particular coalition and assume the opposition role.
Sifiso Mtweni, he is with the ANC in the Western Cape. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Morning Review.